Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
TX Group launches share buyback program. TX Group will launch the announced share buyback program tomorrow, repurchasing its own shares up to 6.25% of the outstanding share capital over a maximum of 3 years. The aim is efficient use of capital and return of funds to shareholders. The buyback will be conducted at market price on a second trading line for the purpose of canceling the shares, with Zürcher Kantonalbank handling the transaction. For more information, contact Urs Fehr, Responsible Communications and Investor Relations, at +41 76361 5695 or urs.fair@tx.group. TX Group, a network of platforms and participations, offers users information, entertainment, and assistance for everyday life, rooted in journalism with newspapers of Tamedia and free media of 20 Minuten. Sabi Data Center's John Wilson to speak at TMT Finance USA 2025 in New York City. John Wilson, Chief Financial Officer at Sabi Data Centers, will be speaking at TMT Finance USA 2025 in New York City on October 8, 2025. The event brings together top investors and digital infrastructure executives to discuss the future of TMT investment and growth strategies. Wilson will be part of a panel focusing on monetization strategies for stabilized data center assets. This premier forum highlights market activity, M&A outlooks, and operational innovations in the digital infrastructure space. To learn more about Sabi Data Centers, visit sabidatacenters.com. 1547 CEO J. Todd Raymond to speak at TMT Finance USA 2025 with company recognized on Deal of the Year shortlist. 1547 Critical Systems Realty, a trusted owner, developer, and operator of custom-designed data centers, has been shortlisted for the Mid-Market Deal of the Year Award at the TMT Finance Awards USA 2025. This recognition highlights their acquisition of DR Fortress, Hawaii's premier carrier-neutral data center. CEO J. Todd Raymond will be a featured panelist at the event, discussing key drivers of M&A in the digital infrastructure industry. The TMT Finance Awards ceremony will take place on October 8, 2025, in New York City, celebrating excellence in investment and transactions across the sector. Cyan AG successfully completes turnaround, first half year 2025, with positive EBITDA. Cyan AG has successfully completed its turnaround in the first half of 2025, with revenue increasing to 4.4 million euros from 3.2 million euros in H1 2024. The company achieved a positive EBITDA of 0.5 million euros, a significant improvement from the negative 1.1 million euros in the previous year. With a 24% growth in the end customer base, Cyan is further strengthening its international market position. The company's outlook for 2025 now forecasts revenue between 8.8 million euros and 9.2 million euros, with slightly positive EBITDA. Cyan AG, a provider of intelligent cybersecurity solutions, continues to make strides in the industry with a focus on core business cybersecurity and strict cost discipline.
Q&A with Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Octora. Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Octora, brings 2 decades of trading experience to his role. His passion for simplifying markets led to the creation of an independent platform for fixed income markets. Octora, backed by industry participants and investors, aims to address challenges in syndicated loans and structured credit. Bajil's focus on diversity and inclusion has been key to his success. Octora's electronic trading platform for syndicated loans and CLOs offers transparency and efficiency. Recent achievements include a multi-million-dollar funding round and significant market share growth. Clients praise Auctora for transforming the historically clunky trading process. Bajil's advice to entrepreneurs: test, address feedback, and innovate for lasting change in the market.
Q&A with Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency and the Scottish government's trade and investment envoy for space. Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency, a strategic communications and market intelligence firm, has been appointed the Scottish government's trade and investment envoy for space. He has played a founding role in multiple space companies and is leading Astro Agency's expansion into the U.S. after partnering with Voyager Technologies and Cislunar International. Astro Agency will open a North American office at VISTA, Voyager's new science park initiative in Columbus, OA. Smith's background in law and business development led him to the space sector, where he saw the need to bridge the gap between technology and commercial applications. Astro Agency stands out as the world's first dedicated space marketing firm, offering a unique blend of communications and market intelligence services. Smith's collaborations with governments, private companies, and international partners shape the company's approach to marketing in the space sector, focusing on policy alignment, commercial outcomes, and international collaboration. Working with well-known organizations in the space sector validates Astro Agency's approach and sets a standard of excellence for the company's roadmap. Smith believes that space is more relevant now than ever, with the commercial sector growing rapidly and providing new opportunities for innovation and investment. Looking ahead, Astro Agency aims to expand its presence in the U.S. market, leveraging its space knowledge and global connections to support U.S. firms in commercializing their offerings and expanding overseas.
Preserving Legacies: How Lauren Beefus Built Memory Lane, Jane into a Storytelling Business. Lauren Beefus, founder and CEO of Memory Lane Jane, preserves family legacies through heirloom quality biographies and personal storytelling. Inspired by untold stories of World War II veterans, she helps families capture histories for future generations. Challenges included confidence and educating the market on the value of storytelling. A standout project documented a first-generation immigrant's journey, impacting generations. Managing finances with Wave, Lauren focuses on what she loves while ensuring a solid financial foundation. Her advice to entrepreneurs: be humble, smart, and brave. Looking ahead, Memory Lane Jane aims to be a trusted brand for heirloom biographies, expanding partnerships, and elevating design standards over the next 5 years.
Q&A with Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security. Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security, leads global sales operations for the fast-growing application security platform. With over 15 years of experience, Cohen focuses on helping organizations ship secure software faster. The cybersecurity landscape is evolving, with AI changing the game for developers and attackers, creating challenges in speed, signal-to-noise ratio, and tool sprawl. Application security, AppSec, is crucial as apps and APIs are the new perimeter. OX Security's approach stands out by cutting noise, proving risk reduction, and enabling developers to fix issues fast. The future of AppSec is moving towards measurable outcomes, with trends like code-to-runtime graphs, AI-driven remediation, and unified control planes. Cohen's top priorities for scaling OX globally include demonstrating clear outcomes, deep integrations, and customer success. Success in cybersecurity sales comes from selling outcomes, focusing on deal discipline, and building well-oiled sales teams. Q&A with Drew Shula, founder and CEO of Vertical Group. Drew Shula, founder and CEO of Vertical Group, leads a nationally leading sustainability consulting firm specializing in green building certifications, engineering services, ESG, net zero strategy, and events. The company works with visionary institutions like NASA, Google, and Apple. Vertical Group has received multiple awards and recognitions, including being named to the Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Drew Shula, a lead fellow and Living Future hero, is passionate about the climate crisis and net-zero building design. The 12th Annual Net Zero Conference, happening on October 1st in Los Angeles, will feature keynotes, educational sessions, and the Trailblazer Awards ceremony, celebrating leaders making a positive impact on people and the environment. The event, produced by Vertical Group, is more timely than ever to attend, focusing on creating positive change towards a net zero future for everyone. OTR Solutions launches innovative fuel credit solution with the OTR Fuel Card. OTR Solutions has launched a new fuel credit offering, the OTR Fuel Card, providing carriers with reliable access to credit backed by their factoring relationship. This innovative solution removes credit checks and upfront barriers, allowing carriers to fuel today and pay later through flexible billing. With no credit checks and eligibility for all carriers who factor with OTR Solutions, this self-backed model redefines how credit works in the trucking industry. The OTR Fuel Card offers cash flow flexibility, weekly billing, and deep discounts on commercial diesel. This new offering aims to serve as a lifeline to over-the-road carrier operations, leveling the playing field and giving new authorities the ability to compete with established fleets from day one.
Same-day pharmacy delivery just got cooler. Walmart now delivers refrigerated and reconstituted prescriptions nationwide. Walmart is revolutionizing pharmacy delivery by offering refrigerated and reconstituted prescriptions nationwide. Customers can now receive insulin, GLP-1s, and pediatric amoxicillin alongside groceries and everyday essentials in a single online order. With over 90% of medications delivered directly to customers' doors, Walmart is setting a new standard for care delivery. Customers can track their orders in real time, and medications are delivered in insulated packaging to maintain optimal conditions. Walmart's pharmacy delivery service, available to Walmart Plus members for free, exemplifies the company's commitment to convenience, affordability, and customer-centric care. CoolDown launches new smart control unit with expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes. CoolDown, the innovative thermal transfer system, has announced the release of its new smart control unit. This upgraded unit introduces expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes, providing homeowners with more ways to save energy and improve comfort. With the ability to reduce air conditioning use by up to 67% per season, the cooldown system now offers features like estimated savings display, basic heating mode, dehumidification mode, power boost mode, eco boost mode, and standalone mode. These new modes allow for customization based on home, climate, and energy use goals. For more information, visit CoolDown's website. Lahontan Gold Corp., Otis QB, LGCXF, drilling success and warrant acceleration, strengthen development trajectory. Lahontan Gold Corp. reports successful drilling results at Santa Fe Mine Project, with shallow oxide intercepts at York and Slab zones. High-grade York zone discovered with 18.3 meters grading 0.73 grams per TAL. Concurrent warrant acceleration could provide $1.7 million in proceeds, strengthening Lahontan's financial position for ongoing exploration. Nevada's mining-friendly jurisdiction and infrastructure make it an ideal location for gold development. Investors seek companies like Hongold Mitsikdagi, LGCXF, that can expand resources while maintaining financial stability. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Q&A with Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions. Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions, brings over two decades of global leadership experience in finance, operations, and business transformation. Recircle is not just diverting waste, but repurposing it into new products with measurable nutritional and environmental value. Their Ontario facility operates as an industrial nutrition facility, analyzing inbound shipments to create optimal feed formulations. TraceOS technology provides full traceability for organic waste streams, helping companies meet California's SB 1383 requirements and track emissions reductions. By transforming waste into high-value animal feed products, Recircle contributes to the circular economy by regenerating value at every step. Partnering with Recircle means creating revenue-generating assets from waste streams, demonstrating innovation and circular economy leadership, and delivering superior environmental outcomes.
Datalec Precision Installations to exhibit at Data Center World Singapore. Datalec Precision Installations, a global leader in data center solutions, will exhibit at Data Center World Singapore 2025 from October 8th to 9th at Marina Bay Sands. With a focus on precision and innovation, DPI offers M&E engineering, connectivity design, bespoke manufacturing, and more. Executive Vice President Peter Cole and the leadership team will showcase DPI's capabilities, aligning with global standards and regional needs. Discover how DPI is shaping the future of data centers at the event. Learn more at datalecltd.com.
The shift to AI access control systems in NYC's commercial buildings. New York City commercial buildings are shifting to AI access control systems to cut costs and enhance security. Traditional systems are being replaced by AI-powered solutions that offer centralized dashboards, remote management, mobile credentials, and lower IT overhead. These systems provide scalability, seamless expansion, portfolio-wide oversight, and consistent user experiences. With features like automatic updates, AI analytics, and backward and forward compatibility, AI access control systems are future-proof. They reduce human error, provide visual verification, enhance audit trails, and deliver reliability. Avigilon Alta is a leading choice for NYC businesses, offering unified video and access control, custom AI alerts, mobile-friendly design, and scalability for multi-site enterprises. Streamline Telecom, a local company, installs and maintains Avigilon Alta systems, ensuring efficiency, reliability, and future-ready solutions for commercial clients in NYC. Network news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold market outlook, ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under EUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the current gold market outlook. The editorial highlights gold's strong performance and potential for further price increases, emphasizing opportunities with junior producers like ES Gold. The company's Montauban project, with secured permits, funding, and near-term production potential, positions ES Gold as a compelling growth story in the current gold cycle. ES Gold's focus on clean mining and exploration innovation, along with its capital-efficient, high-margin model, sets it apart from ETFs and larger producers. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link.
Phlox raises $25 Series B, led by Addition. Phlox, the leading platform enabling unified software lifecycles, announced a $25 million Series B funding round, led by Addition. The investment will accelerate product development and market expansion as organizations struggle with complex software supply chains. Phlox makes NICS technology accessible, delivering consistent environments across various systems. Early adopters like Arcesium and Posthog demonstrate exceptional engagement and retention. The funding will focus on universal development infrastructure, compliance management, and security. Phlox has introduced features like molecular-level dependency visibility and cross-platform portability since its launch in 2024. Industry partnerships with HackerRank and CUDA Binaries Distribution expand the platform's reach. For more information, visit phlox.dev.
Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, strengthens funding strategy, advances global expansion, AI, and big data solutions. Global Tech Corporation recently closed a $1.4 million private placement of convertible notes to support its growth and expansion plans. The company aims to advance data-driven and AI-powered platforms in markets with growth potential. This move aligns with Global Tech's goal of uplisting on a national exchange and expanding globally. The funds raised will be used to accelerate growth, with a focus on promoting data-driven platforms and AI solutions. Global Tech, an American tech holding company specializing in big data and AI, closed the private placement offering of promissory notes, representing a significant step towards achieving its expansion vision. Expert panel on NYC luxury real estate at the 74. Last week, Illad Group hosted an expert panel on NYC luxury real estate at the 74 on the Upper East Side. Moderator Cale Goodman led a discussion with Susan DeFranca, Richard Ferrari, and Robert Gilman, who shared market insights and trends. Panelists highlighted the growing demand for luxury residences like those at the 74, especially for larger apartments. They also discussed the scarcity of 4-bedroom-plus condominiums in coveted neighborhoods. The event showcased AE74's exceptional lifestyle, privacy, and wellness focus, set against stunning Central Park views. Agents enjoyed networking and tours of the residence, gaining valuable insights for client conversations this fall.
Mountain One's Jonathan Denmark, named a Berkshire 25 by Berkshire Magazine, celebrated for regional leadership and impact. Jonathan Denmark, President and COO of Mountain One Insurance Agency and Executive Vice President of Mountain One Bank, has been named to Berkshire Magazine's prestigious Berkshire 25 list. The annual honor celebrates 25 individuals who have made a significant impact on the Berkshire region in Massachusetts. Denmark's strategic vision and commitment to community engagement have helped strengthen Mountain One's presence and impact throughout the region. His leadership is rooted in vision, integrity, and service to the communities. Denmark shares this recognition with the teams he works with and the community that motivates and inspires him. Mountain One, headquartered in North Adams, MA, offers a full range of financial services through Mountain One Bank, Mountain One Insurance, and Mountain One Investments. Investor News Breaks. SE Media Corporation, NASDAQ-E, SE, LTRYW, launches international gaming platform. SIG Media Corporation, a global sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has officially launched its international gaming platform at international.lottery.com. This platform, acquired through the company's purchase of Spectrum Ledit, is expected to generate about $6.35 million in fiscal 2026 as it expands across Europe, Africa, and other high-growth markets. Chairman Matthew McGann highlighted the launch as part of the company's buy-and-build strategy, while CEO Tim Scoffham sees it as a momentum shift positioning the brand for rapid market penetration. Segi Media operates a portfolio of digital assets including sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com, focusing on immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven live experiences. Investor News Breaks. TeraWulf Inc., NASDAQ WULF, completes $1 billion convertible notes offering following full greenshoe exercise. TeraWulf Inc., WULFSTACK, has completed a $1 billion convertible notes offering, with the initial purchasers exercising their option to buy an additional $150 million of notes. The net proceeds of about $975.2 million will be used for capped call transactions, data center expansion, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. TeraWulf develops, owns, and operates environmentally sustainable, industrial-scale data center infrastructure in the U.S. for high-performance computing and Bitcoin mining. For more information, visit the company's website at terawulf.com. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, VMAR, expands electric training across Florida dealership network. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., expands its electric representative training program across Nautical Ventures' Florida dealership network, providing sales teams with expertise to showcase its industry-leading electric outboards. This initiative reflects the company's mission to accelerate the adoption of electric boating through hands-on experience and informed customer guidance. Vision Marine's e-motion technology represents a shift in the marine industry towards sustainable solutions without compromising performance. With a focus on cleaner, quieter, and more powerful marine propulsion, Vision Marine Technologies Inc., VMAR, is driving the industry towards a greener future.
Vocon named among New York's best places to work. Vocon, a leading national architectural and interior design firm, has been named among Crain's 2025 best places to work in New York City. Founded in 1987, Vocon continues to expand nationally while fostering a dynamic workplace culture in its New York office. The firm was recognized for its strong employee-focused policies, including flexible hybrid work options and benefits that emphasize professional growth and well-being. Vocon's Chief Experience Officer, Debbie Donley, emphasized the importance of collaboration, creativity, and care in defining their culture. With a voluntary turnover rate of just 13%, Vocon is committed to building long-term relationships with its employees through team-building activities, professional development, and work-life balance initiatives.
Robert Mell joins the wealth management team at PPAC Private. Robert Mell has been appointed as Senior Managing Director and Senior Financial Advisor at PPAC Private, joining the wealth management team in New York City. With over 25 years of experience, Robert brings expertise in wealth planning, asset allocation, and investment strategy. Previously at Charles Schwab, he managed over $1.2 billion in assets and earned top awards for his performance. Robert holds multiple certifications and licenses, including CWS, CRPC, and is pursuing CFP. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company of PPAC Private, offers client-centric banking solutions and comprehensive wealth management services. For more information, visit www.ppacprivate.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Computing Inc., NASDAQ QBT, closes $500 million oversubscribed private placement. Quantum Computing Inc., QUBT, has closed an oversubscribed private placement, raising $500 million through the sale of common stock. The company plans to use the proceeds to accelerate commercialization, pursue acquisitions, expand teams, and strengthen working capital. CEO Dr. Yuping Huang stated that the financing, supported by institutional investors, brings total gross proceeds raised since November 2024 to about $900 million, reinforcing the balance sheet for multi-year growth. Titan Partners Group acted as the sole placement agent for this transaction. Biomed news breaks. Enovis Bio Inc. IS, appoints Mark Guerin as Chief Financial Officer. Enovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company developing therapies for neurodegenerative diseases, has appointed Mark Guerin as Chief Financial Officer. Guerin, a CPA, CMA, and CFM, brings extensive experience from his previous role as CFO of Onconova Therapeutics. He is eager to support Enovis as its lead drug candidate, buntanetap, progresses through late-stage trials. The company aims to replicate buntanetap's early success in registrational studies to provide solutions for patients with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. For more information, visit Enovis Bio's website. Q&A with Armin and Michelle Barande, franchise owners at Tint World of Torrance, CA. Armin and Michelle Barande, the husband and wife team behind Tint World of Torrance, California, bring a lifelong passion for cars and strong business vision to the South Bay. Armin leads day-to-day operations and customer service, while Michelle oversees financial and administrative functions. Together, they offer automotive styling and protection services like window tint, paint protection film, wraps, detailing, and more. Inspired to open a Tint World franchise during COVID, they chose Torrance for its car culture. Armin's childhood love for cars led him to fulfill his dream, while Michelle's financial background complements their partnership. The community has embraced their one-stop shop concept, praising the variety of services and friendly atmosphere. Collaborations with local dealerships showcase their commitment to quality and support. Their grand opening included a car show, giveaways, and support for SPCA LA, reflecting their community-driven approach. Tint World stands out for its extensive service catalog, national brand presence, and warranty across all locations. With plans to expand into Huntington Beach, the Barandes aim to provide top-notch service and grow with the Tint World brand, creating a lasting legacy for their family and community. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.